Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of No Man's Land by William W. Johnstone, narrated by George Guidel, and directed by Renee Gladman. This book is copyrighted 2004 by William W. Johnstone. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with the following quote from Friedrich von Schiller. I feel an army in my fist. And now, No Man's Land.
Chapter 1. Frank heard the wagons long before they came into view, and he smelled them before he heard them. The odor of soap and other fancy stinkum hit his nose hard in contrast to the periodic whiff of cottonwood on the windswept Kansas plains. Dog, the scruffy cur that sat by his side, smelled it too and whined softly, looking up at his master. Soap meant women, and more often than not, women meant trouble. Frank sat on the knife ridge, overlooking what passed for a trail, and watched the slow procession of wagons struggle single file out of a low draw to the east. Five big, fine Conestoga prairie schooners, each pulled by six of the most handsome mules Frank had ever seen. Stout, red Missouri mules. A lone rider, likely the wagon master, rode scout about 100 yards ahead of the lead team. Five mounted men flanked the train, three on one side of the wagons, two on the other. Each man carried a rifle across the pommel of his saddle, ready for use. When the lead